الإسلام. الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونؤمن به ونتوكل عليه ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا، من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلل فلا هادي له، ونشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له، ونشهد أن سيدنا محمدا عبده ورسوله صلى الله عليه وعلى آله وأصحابه ومن تبعهم ودعا بدعوته إلى يوم الدين. أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. قد أفلح المؤمنون الذين هم في صلاتهم خاشعون. This is the month of Rajab, and we might hear about the stories of Mi'raj. One of the great gifts of Mi'raj is Salah. Allah Azza wa Jal gave to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Salah looks so obvious that almost everybody knows, and we already talk about Salah so often, so sometimes people overlook. Yeah, there is no need to talk about Salah as such, because we already know and we already hear. But if we just pay attention to the fact that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gave gift of Salah in Mi'raj, and it is something so special and so unique that Allah Azza wa Jal did not reveal to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam like any other commandment, but rather Allah Azza wa Jal invited him. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala invited him so that he can see heavens. He saw what he saw. لَقَدْ رَآ مِنْ آيَاتِ رَبِّهِ الْكُبْرَى. He saw great signs, because what he saw cannot be described fully. Yes, there are certain things Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam has mentioned, so we know that much. But beyond that, we don't know what he saw. But he saw the signs of Allah Azza wa Jal. So when Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam kind of given the tour, the divine tour, a special journey, so on his way back, you know, gift, hadiyah. So Allah Azza wa Jal gave him hadiyah of 50 salawat, 50 prayers. Look at the honesty of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam and the simplicity of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. He accepted 50 prayers. No objection. Allah is giving me 50 prayers. Why not? 50 prayers. But on his way back, Musa alayhi salam is waiting. So the Musa alayhi salam, he said, did you have something? You know, did you get something for your people? Any gift for your people? Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, yes, 50 salawat, 50 prayers. 50? No, 50 is too much. I have experience with my people, and people, they cannot manage 50 prayers. Please go back to Allah Azza wa Jal and ask for them to be reduced. Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he took the advice of Musa alayhi salam, and he goes back to the court of Allah Azza wa Jal. Allah Azza wa Jal, he accepts the request of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, because Allah always has accepted the dua and request of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Wala sawfa yu'tika rabbuka fatarda. Your Lord will give you so that you are happy. Allah wants Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam to be happy. So from 50 to 45, coming back, again Musa alayhi salam is waiting. Okay, what happened? Alhamdulillah, Allah Azza wa Jal has reduced How much? Now 45. Musa alayhi salam says, no, it's still too much. Again he goes back. So going back and forward until they got reduced by Allah to 5. Even when it is 5, Sayyidina Musa alayhi salam says, 5 is also too much. 5 is also too much. So go back. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, I feel shy. You know, every time Allah azza wa jalla has reduced 5, 5, 5, 5. Now 1 5 is left. I don't want to go empty handed to my people. Allah knows what he might have said. But he might have felt something like this. So anyway, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he accepted the gift of 5 prayers. So if you look at it that way, salah is a gift from Allah azza wa jalla. Namaz is a gift. Unfortunately, because of not reminding ourselves about these meanings, it becomes a task. Salah is a task. I have to do this task. No doubt it is obligation. But what is it in reality? What is there for me? It is a gift from Allah Azza wa Jalla. Allah wants to give something to me. Allah Azza wa Jalla, He wants to give something. Because Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, He went on Mi'raj and He received from Allah Azza wa Jalla. Allah knows what He has received. But the Ummah cannot be deprived. The Ummah of Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam will always have some blessing of Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. So Allah gave him Mi'raj. So the Ummah should have the blessing of Mi'raj, should have the barakah of Mi'raj. So Salah is the barakah of Mi'raj. Inna a'tainaka al-kawthar. Indeed, we have given you Kawthar. And one of the tafaseer of Kawthar is al-khayrul kathir, abundance of good. Allah has given Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam so much good. We cannot imagine. And some ulama have said that Inna a'tainaka al-kawthar. Indeed, we have given you al-kawthar. Okay, Allah has addressed Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, right? But we also recite the Quran. So Allah is also addressing us. We also read Inna a'tainaka al-kawthar. So Allah is telling us that we have given you abundance of good. Yes, what Allah has given to Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, that is there for him. But with the barakah of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, Allah also has given us something. And Allah has given us a lot. So salah, in that sense, is the gift from Allah azza wa jal. We need to appreciate this gift of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and acknowledge this gift of Allah azza wa jal. If we present salah in this manner, that salah is the treasure from Allah Azza wa Jalla, hidden treasure, that you can get whatever you like, you can take whatever might benefit you, then it becomes easier, especially, you know, for ourselves and also for our young people, because it's quite a challenge to motivate the young people. Come on, get up, pray. How many times I need to pray? I already prayed. I prayed Zuhr and then time for Asr. I prayed Asr, the time for Maghrib. How many times you want me to pray? But if they know that every time I pray, I'm getting something, well, the more I pray, the better. Because human being likes benefit. We like benefit. This is the human nature. We like advantage. So when I know that if I join the queue, I will get a free Coke. If you see a queue, right? And if it says free Coke, how many people will join? You will see lots of people. They may not need Coke. And they may not even have the habit of drinking Coke. But it's just because it is free. You know, why not? Let me go and have something. Salah is a treasure of blessings from Allah Azza wa Jal. You can imagine how much salah is important. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in the Quran, He taught us to seek help from Allah through salah. That whenever you need something, in whatever aspect of your life, health, wealth, problems, challenges, difficulties of life, business, money, right? Family issues, individual issues, community, anything. Allah Azza wa Jalla has taught us to seek help through salah. And if you come this way, you will get help. Like this is the entrance. This is the entrance for help. Salah is the way to help. فَاسْتَعِينُوا بِالصَّبْرِ وَالصَّلَاةِ. Seek help through sabr and through salah. The help from Allah Azza wa Jal is sought through sabr and through salah. So salah is a method of seeking help from Allah Azza wa Jal. But we need to be patient and we need to have concern and we also need to have some wisdom to encourage people to pray. It requires wisdom and it requires some patience. You see, it is not like the people don't know that they have to pray. Most of the people, they know that they have to pray, right? The majority of the people, they know that they have to pray. But how come they don't pray? Well, there is no inner urge. There is no inner desire. If there is inner desire to pray, they will pray. But that requires companionship. That requires somebody being with them and slowly, slowly helping them, encouraging them, indirectly and sometimes directly, but not always directly, most of the time indirectly. If you say on the face, people will switch off. But if you give them help, if you give them support, if you create the environment, it helps. Some time ago, I read a story of Hazrat Maulana Haji Imdadullah Sahab Rahmatullah Alayh. Haji Imdadullah Sahab Rahmatullah Alayh is the Sheikh of Hakim ul Ummat, Hazrat Maulana Thanvi Rahmatullah Alayh. There was a young Pathan, he used to attend the majlis of Haji Sahab. And young people at that time, they used to have beard, but they used to manage their beard in a fashionable way. Meaning, they used to apply glue in the beard. So that for the rest of the day, you don't have to worry about the beard. So that the beard looks nice and tidy and well organized. But the problem with that once you have applied the glue, you cannot make wudu. You make wudu, the glue will be gone and the beard will be all over the place. So this young Pathan, he used to attend Haji Sahab's majlis, but did not pray. He loved him because he knows that he is a pious man, Buzurg. Lots of people, they love Buzurgs, but they don't follow them. So he loved him and he used to attend his majlis, but did not pray. Sometimes people, they want somebody to become wali in the first day. If you see somebody, for example, coming to the masjid, well, next day you want him to do everything. How can you expect him to do everything next day? Let him come. Let him slowly, slowly merge into the environment. And inshallah, slowly, slowly he will pick up. Allah will give him courage, Allah will give him strength. And then inshallah, one thing, another thing, Allah will give him tawfiq. And he will be alright. But this is the difficulty we face with ourselves. and sometimes with our children as well. For example, if there was something which I did not practice myself, all my life I did not practice, and somehow I learned recently that this it should be done this way. This is what we should do as Muslims. There is a lot of benefit. There is a lot of thawab if we do this. So because I have learned recently, I will have a lot of excitement. And I'm very keen, very eager that I should do, and every son and of mine should do, every daughter of mine should do. And I want them to do it today. I want them to start doing immediately. So we push in a manner that we push them away. Well, I myself did not do it for all my life. I have learned recently. So how can I expect them to do it next day? So Haji Sahab Rahmatullah Alayhi, he used to attend his majlis, and people used to say to Haji Sahab that how come you don't say anything to this young man? He comes and sits next to you and he doesn't even pray. Why don't you say to him that, you know, he should pray? Haji Sahab remained silent because he knew that he should be supported first. He should be loved. He should be cared for. He should have some confidence. He should have some trust. He should be basically prepared to receive the haq. Haq requires preparation. Haq requires preparation. In summer, in the garden backyard, we had a lot of mint. Winter came, all the mint died. So I told the children, you know, why don't you do some mint inside the house in a pot? They said, no, it cannot be done inside the house, it has to be outside. I said, okay, I will find out. So I tried to study a little bit about mint. So actually I have found out that if you have seeds and you want to have mint, you have to have the soil, you have to put the seed, you have to, you know, water the seed, and you have to wait for it to be fermented. It takes days and weeks. The seed does not come up straight away. It does not become a plant next day. It takes time. It takes time. It takes weeks sometimes. So Haji Sahab remained silent. Then people kept talking, but Haji Sahab didn't pay attention. After some time, Haji Sahab Abdullah Alayhi, he said to him, when they were alone, look, you know, you come in my majlis. But people, they say that you don't pray. So he said, you know, if I want to pray, you guys say that I have to make wudu. And for me, it takes about one hour and a quarter to make my beard with glue. So if you want me to pray, that means I have to spend about 7 hours for my beard to be adjusted. Well, all day I will be just adjusting my beard. So for that reason, I don't want to make wudu. And because I cannot pray without wudu, I will also not pray. Now look at the answer of Haji Sahab Rahmatullah Alayhi, Haji Imdadullah Sahab Rahmatullah Alayhi. Haji Sahab said, I'm not asking about wudu. I'm not talking about wudu. I'm asking about prayer, about salah. Why don't you pray? He said, you guys say that salah is not valid without wudu. So I don't want to make wudu. Haji Sahab said, again you're talking about wudu? I'm talking to you about prayer and you're talking to me about wudu. He said, okay, I will just pray somehow. If you want me to pray, I will pray. So the Pathan, he decided that he will pray. This is a real story, not like made up. He decided to pray. But he decided to pray without wudu. So he prayed for about 2 weeks, but he was not making wudu. And one day, he sat down and he thought, I'm praying salah, okay. Is it acceptable? Not acceptable. Is it valid? Not valid. Do I get any thawab? No, I don't get any thawab. Do I have to pray again? You know, whenever I make tawbah, do I have to pray all over again? Yes, I have to pray all over again. So what is the point of me praying without wudu? No, this is just waste of time. I'm just doing exercise. Actually, I should make wudu for Fajr. So let me make wudu for Fajr. And then all the prayer, and then after Fajr Salah, I will make my beard with glue. And then I will pray all the rest of the prayers until Isha. So he did that for some time. But it is not easy to keep your wudu until Isha. Even if you are a Pradhan, it's not easy. So he said, no, it's not working. So let me make wudu, one wudu for Fajr, and then I will do the beard, and then I will delay Dhuhr, and I will pray Dhuhr, and then I will do the beard again, and then I will keep the wudu until Isha. So he did that for some time. But again, Dhuhr and Isha, sometimes it can be a big gap. He realized, no, it doesn't work. Either I have to decide that I should pray or I should leave this beard business, applying the glue and tidying the beard. But I have already promised Haji Nazrullah that I will pray. So I have given my tongue, and Pathans, they are very particular about the tongue. I have already promised that I will give, I will pray. So I cannot break the promise. So if I have to pray, then I cannot do this, beard thing. So he decided that, let me just pray and forget about this beard. And Alhamdulillah, he started praying. And then he came to Haji Sahab, Rahmatullah. So Haji Sahab, and he said, this is what I have decided. Haji Sahab said, okay. What about those 2 weeks? He said, yeah, I'm going to pray, I'm going to pray them again. And then Haji Sahab said, how old are you now? Okay, I'm this much. So what about the prayers from the time you became young? Like children, when they become 14, 15, they become adult, they become baligh. He said, yeah, I have decided that I will pray all of them. So he took time off from his work, 2 weeks off from his work. And in 2 weeks, he finished all the prayers. May Allah give us tawfiq and understanding. Sallallahu alaihi wasallam ala Sayyidina Muhammad. Alhamdulillah, Rabbil Alameen.